The pre-game interview.
Lucky enough to be joined by a man who for 350-odd games has kept us very entertained, and he's not entertaining us at the moment, and we hate that, but he's been good enough to jump on Carrick Footy. Tom Hawkins, good evening to you. How are you?
Yeah, very well, King. I'm not wet, but I'm happy to be out in the rain while you guys are sitting in the comforts up there.
You could have come up here, but I think you've got other commitments, haven't you?
Yeah, no, I do. I've got a buffet to eat after this. Oh. I've just been in the heat room.
All right, straight to the point. How are you going? Where are you at? How long far away are you? What have you done? Did you use the word list, Frank, when you were talking to 360?
Yeah, I can't remember what I did. What I said then. Robbo, who's bloody into me about life, but I think I'm about 4 weeks away, but I'm just slow and steady a bit at the moment, but I'm having some wins, some good progression with my recovery. So I'm hoping sort of 4 weeks, but time will tell as I continue to press forward and hopefully get into some running and progress from there. So it's sort of a little bit unknown, but I've sort of earmarked the 4 week mark until I'll be back.
Is the running the big test? Is that when you'll get a real indication of where you're at?
I probably will. I think with these sort of things in your feet, particularly being such a heavy player, that's going to be the test. But my feet have generally recovered really well. I had a toe issue, although sounds minor, ended up being quite serious at the end of 22. That I recovered really well from and was ahead of time with my recovery. So I expect once I'm up and running and moving around, I'll come to pretty quick.
Tom, it's Ben Castagnoli. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. I won't throw you over to Domsey because I think he's going to throw you right under the bus. But they reckon, like obviously being injured, you've had a little bit more time to do a few more things. And have you got any tips for me about pasta sauce? Because in the kitchen, some of your stuff's been extraordinary.
Yeah, look, I have had a bit more time. Benny actually flicked on the races today and saw familiar face.
Did you get the quinella?
No. Just watching. I was just watching, mate.
You weren't investing.
No. I saw a familiar face, but congratulations.
Yeah, it was good.
I've been in the kitchen, mate. I've always been in the kitchen. Tommy knows that. I've got a couple of specialties. A pasta sauce is one of them. Birthday cake as of recently, which didn't last long in the fridge.
We did see that, and I think
you did.
Working smarter, not harder. Who's writing your stuff? It's extraordinary.
Working smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
This is great.
I've learned from the best. I've had some wonderful teammates that I've worked with and learnt from, and I believe one of them's up there. Actually, I can see just the bridge of the nose.
Hello, Tom. How about how you like to get out to nature? I like that one. You and Em and just going down and lighting a fire on the property. It was a real... I like to get out in nature. It was really nice stuff. This is good.
No, it was. I mean, that's why. I'm a kid from country roots and I do love getting out there and showing Emma some parts of the farm that she didn't actually know was ours. Not a little small hobby farm, but she doesn't venture too far.
I'll tell you what she would have liked was up at Hamo Island and that boat. Just give us an insight, please.
We purchased that 12 months ago, and we just resided up there in Queensland. No, we went up just. Here come the boys. Look at them. Just went up there for the mid-season break, mate. Got away. We actually left the kids at home, which is nice. Sam De Koning says hi. mate, get away. Get a bit of sunshine. But that's no more to it than that.
Yeah. How frustrating is this for you, Hawk, in terms of you know,
talking to us?
No. You're near the end, and when that end is the end of this year or next year or whenever, but you know, it's not on your terms at the moment. Is that hard to deal with when you're at this age, turning 36 tomorrow?
No, not really, mate. I've approached the last couple of years as though they're going to be my last, with the expectation I'll keep going. So I still don't quite know. and I'd love to do this job forever, but unfortunately you can't. So we'll sit down at the end of the year, I dare say, and make some decisions. But you know, at this stage, I miss being out there. As I watched the boys run through a few mud puddles, I didn't must admit I'm glad I maybe don't have the boots on tonight. But it's I'm missing being out there and amongst the group. And but you know, I've got my own little challenge in front of me to get back out there and help contribute to the team. So I'm sort of looking forward to that. But above all, I'm just trying to enjoy myself, because you know, once I do finish, it's going to be an environment that's going to be really hard to replace.
All right, Tommy, we've got to straighten up. So saw the Dogs firsthand last week. Very, very good around the contest. What's been the theme for you blokes? Obviously your clearance game has started to pick up a bit, but what do you do to nullify the Dogs' impact tonight?
Well, I think the conditions will help us a little bit. I mean, they'll have some personnel changes from the last few years, but I think the game is often won and lost in and around the footy, and your ability to be able to either out-pressure the opposition, and in this case, us tonight, if we can stop the ball getting on the outside and getting to their users where they like to put run and speed on the game, and keep it in the contest, which really suits us. I think, you know, we can see the game played in our forward half for longer periods of time. We hopefully can control the game. It's not as easy as that, but I certainly think if we can out-pressure them and get our hands on the ball and get it forward, we'll be okay.
And just a quick one, Sammy DeConing, mate, I've liked his work since the bye, obviously in the new position, the ruck, and I saw Reece playing in the reserves. How's he coping with it? Obviously, I see his brother up close and personal. He's much bigger frame, but how's Sammy adapting to the ruck conditions? Has he got the pads on the shins yet?
Does he? You got a better view of them than I do. But look, I think it's hello, Sean. Sean Higgins. Speaking of heads,
the pig.
The one thing I think it's been is going to be great for Sam is I actually early on in my career I had a bit of time in the ruck, and it's wonderful for a key position player to have that sort of development under their belt. I reckon he's going to be a player that plays 15 years of footy, and we hope he stays healthy to be able to do that. But he's going to be a long time Geelong Football Club player, so it only helped him in his development in football. So I think it's been great to get him in and around the football, compete against some bigger bodies, but get after the ball on the ground and get it in his hands, because he makes really good decisions when he does have ball in hand. So that's been great. Tom Stewart, we've seen go through the midfield, has been a real change, just giving us a bigger body and a bit of a grunt around the footy, because we've just probably been a little bit in terms of personnel, just players in and out, so that's been nice to have some experience in there. Lawson Humphreys is exciting. I could keep going, but he's one of my favourites, Lawson. I don't know if you've seen him live yet, Domsey, but he's a wonderful person, wonderful family, and a really talented player.
And Tommy, one last one before we let you go. Kingy said I had to ask you something that was sensible. So one of your strengths as a player is your experience, and you're seemingly from sitting up here, your voice on the ground. You're very much a leader within the group, and you're happy to voice what you think's happening. And I heard the coach talk during the week about the leadership of Patrick Dangerfield and Tom Stewart in sort of getting the team out a little bit of the funk that it was in and getting a three-game winning streak. You just talk about how that works. Obviously, you're not out there with them at the moment, but behind closed doors, the leadership of Dangerfield and Stewart.
Yeah, I think they've been really consistent. Obviously, they wear the brunt of it as the designated leaders of being captain and vice-captain of our side. So they always play an instrumental part. But I think the development of some of the other guys in and around the locker room and the role that they've played in keeping the group consistent and with playing with confidence has been really important. So that's led by younger players within the group just as much as it is the captain and vice captain. So look, it was we went through a challenging period where we weren't playing our best football, but we stayed pretty confident, stuck to our system, and knew it would turn eventually. And boy, it's been a pleasure to watch the last couple of weeks, or last 3 weeks. I would have loved to be a part of it, but it's been fun to watch, and should be again tonight.
Hawk, we really appreciate your time. All going to plan. We'll see you in 4 weeks' time at Marvel Stadium for the clash against St Kilda.
Thank you.
What's
guys.
The next up for the cooking, though? Just in the kitchen. Ooh. So we can sort of keep abreast of it.
Wow. Wow.
What have you got coming
in the fridge
up?
I might, even when I get home, I might put the burners on and whip something up.
Why don't you do a leftover special?
Okay. Righto. Well, if you can find me someone to partner with, Ben, that'd be good. I'd.
Curtis I'd like Stone's that. Got nothing on later.
Paddy's up his ass the other night, so I might have to go somewhere else.
Who would you want to cook within the team? Who's a good cook, do you reckon?
Oh, Zach Tui, Joel, here he is, Jeremy Cameron. There'd be some ordinary.
He couldn't boil water, could he?
Nah, I couldn't. And he'd put tomato sauce in it. Sorry, barbecue. You should see the amount of barbecue sauce that man consumes. It is unbelievable.
Hawk. Good luck with the recovery. We can't wait to see you back. Really looking
very
forward
good,
to
Tommy.
It.
Good on you guys. Thank you.
Have a good
mate.
Night. See
you too. Bye.
Tom Hawkins joining us there on camera. Oh, wow.
The pre-game interview.